2007 game?
I did, yes, sir.
What are your memories of that game and that play in particular?
I mean, I just remember, you know, the whole team staying together, fighting, never stopping till the end, till the clock says 0-0. And I had an opportunity to be a part of that, make a play in the overtime game, make an interception, get our team to the Super Bowl.
You still hear from fans and people you kind of meet casually about that play?
A lot of people hold that play in high regard. I mean, I just take it as another play. I mean, it was a play to get us to the Super Bowl. Not much more than that. I mean, we had to. I mean, just being here, not necessarily somebody's going down. You hate to lose anybody on your team. I mean, we lost a couple of guys this year, so we always want to step up and take plays. I think the younger guys did a great job of whatever we asked them. They stepped in, they listened. They, everything may not have been smooth as you know, as we wanted it, but I think they did a great job of listening, cooperating, and you know, getting everybody better to play. I think everybody prepared like they're a starter, so that helped out a lot too.
Corey, do you think in some respects that play, the interception, in a way, kind of symbolized the team's resilience? I mean, you had to come back in the lineup. You'd gotten beaten earlier in the game.
Yes, sir. And same thing, like I said, I got beat early in the game, and you just want to make a play for your teammates. You never want to end on a bad play like that, so you want to kind of equal out everything. And that's all I was waiting for, not to do nothing outside of the defense. But, you know, in the context of the defense, I was trying to make a play and was able to had opportunity to make it and was able to make it right there in overtime.
Have you ever seen it, like, stumble across it, channel surfing, and you see, like, a highlight show, and would you stop and watch it?
Not exactly. I'm not a big TV guy. I don't really watch a whole lot of sports, and especially when it comes to football. I'm kind of out of the loop when it comes to that. So, not at all.
I think I
gave the ball away. I gave it to Lieutenant Colonel Getson, so I didn't take the ball after the game. But the same like he said, I think that it was a big thing of, you know, just showing us never giving up, never stopping, always fighting, the resiliency of, you know, you're never out of the fight as long as you have time on the clock. And I think that was big for that play as well.
Can you remember what was going through your mind as the play was developing? I mean, it was a
what?
It's a bad day, so we're just catching the ball. It's kind of an accomplishment.
Yeah. You know, Donald Driver and Farback worked together for a long time. So, you know, you kind of think he's going to go to one of the guys that he's familiar with. So my goal was just to stay as close as coverage as I could to Driver. And when I saw the ball come, I was able, you know, to undercut the route and make a play on it. I just wanted to catch it, being that it was cold and freezing out there. I just wanted to hold on to it and give my team opportunity to get on the field and get a W. I mean, I think we have to just be cognizant of where all their playmakers at all times. I think we can't, you know, we can't give up anything like mental errors, you know, give up a mental bust. We have to stay solid in our, you know, our techniques and our fundamentals, and I think that'll help us go a long way doing a lot of small things right. Like, you know, it's late in the season, so most people think about the schemes and everything like that. But as a player on the field, I think we need to do all the little things right, be very attention to detail, be, you know, fundamentally sound, and I think that'll help us eliminate a lot of the big play making ability that they have, and ultimately give us a chance to win on Sundays.
How does it change your approach as a defensive back when you have a guy, you know, Favre was known for coughing up the ball, but a guy like Rodgers is completing 70% and doesn't make a lot of mistakes?
No, I think it comes in our film and our studies to try to get those tips and tendencies when he do or when he's like. And I think our guys did a great job of, you know, studying the opposing team. I think we'll do the same this week even more so, and to try to make him create turnovers. And I think that happens when you, you know, you got the front rushing and you got the guys staying close in coverage. I think we get some turnovers and stuff like that. But, you know, he normally don't turn the ball over, but it's our goal to go out there and force those turnovers.
David Deal was talking late in the season when things were not going so well. The team developed an us-against-the-world kind of mentality that you guys are the only people who believe in yourselves. Do you agree with that, and did that happen?
I think it's always started that way. I don't think it had anything to do with anything going bad. I think we always that way. I mean, we sweat. We, you know, we do everything together, so it's kind of hard to not be on the same page. So, you know, when things get a little hectic, I think we did a great job of staying together. Nobody's, you know, bickering or arguing. I think we stayed great together. I mean, together great in the locker room, and we just kept on fighting. And I think that shows, like, the resiliency that we said about that one play. I think that shows a lot, shows the character of the team. And I think we put ourselves in a good position here, you know, I mean, by doing that.
Is there a sense when you look at the Packers season, 15-1, nearly undefeated, that the pressure this Sunday's on them?
I mean, I think everybody knows. I mean, you know, it's win or go home. So I don't think it's, you know, any added pressure needed to be there. You know, we have like you say, we have nothing to lose. I mean, we could go out there and put our best foot forward. I think they're going to do the exact same thing. I think it'd be a good challenge for us to go out there at Lambeau Field, and you know, I think we're going to be up for it. I think all the guys are preparing, flying around to the ball all this week. We have a lot of enthusiasm going through our practice, and I think that's going to carry over to the game.
As a secondary, how do you make him hold the ball longer? Do you press more? Do you?
I think it's a mixture of things. I don't think you could say you could do one thing or another, like to go out there and play all man or play all zone or press or play all off. I think you have to, you know, with a good quarterback like that, you want to throw different things at them so they don't get comfortable in what they're seeing. Let them see different things, whether it's disguising more, whether it's pressing. You know what I mean? Just mixing it up, never letting them get a tip on what you're doing. And I think that'll help us out.
Revenge,
you know, we want to win every game that we play. So I don't know if revenge is the right word, but we're going to be cognizant of what they did last game. We're going to take everything that they did last game and try to build off of that and know where we went wrong, where were our mistakes, and hopefully that help us, you know, help us better to eliminate some of those things that help them move the ball fast down the field or quickly down the field.
You've gone into the playoffs two different ways. 2007, you were the underdog, had to play the wild card round. 2008, you were the number one seed. Plaxico thing happened to change things late. Is this an easier way to go into the playoffs when you're hot, even though you have to play that extra game?
I don't think it's easy to get in the playoffs. So easier way to get in there. I just think this is the situation that we have at hand right now. We're going to make the best out of this opportunity that we have. We're in there now, so all we can do is put our best foot forward by, you know, taking care of the opportunity at hand. That's going up there and, you know, taking care of the next game on the schedule. So, like I said, I think everybody will be up for it, and, you know, it'll be a good challenge on Sunday.
Thank you.